right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Alvin!
Okay! Christmas time is near.
Good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. That's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We
want to
sing
our
song.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Yes, great. Why can't we sing
it? Alvin, cut the... Alvin, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
At ease. Take care of yourself there, gentlemen. You got to come back a little bit later on here on our Weedy One show for a Sunday evening and do that little number again. There you have it. The brand new one that people are flipping over all over the country, I'll tell you. The Gorman Sisters and this one called the Chipmunk Song. Here's a freeway report for you. We just had a report from Mr. Newton in the Unit 773 of KFWB Mobile Reporters. Santa Ana inbound and Harbor inbound, both quite heavy. The traffic moving slowly out there. However, Hollywood outbound and Hollywood inbound from the interchange are both heavy but moving freely. So if you're driving in any of those areas, you might pay heed to those particular warnings about traffic in good old Freeway L.A. Wong time, 26 past 6. Our Wong temperature now, 65 degrees. Here's John Nash for you, and almost in your arms.
You're near, that moment's here. I'm almost in your arms. Tonight, the mood is right. I'm almost in your arms. One sigh, one word, and I will rush to your certain side, and with all my heart to your arms I'll fly. It's strange how we are changed by things that seem so small. One look can write a book, one touch can say it all. We
how we are.
WB Banner Lines, the world at your fingertips.
This hour's Banner Lines, presented by your friendly neighborhood Rambler dealer. A leading aviation magazine says the Air Force will launch a reconnaissance satellite next month. And Dr. Werner von Braun, the Army's top rocket expert, says he doubts the Army will hit the moon on its next try. KFWB WeatherWire check in just a moment. Automotive history is repeating itself. Rambler, the only American car to increase in sales for 1958, is again leading the way with a sensational 59 Rambler. Just listen to this. Rambler sales are up more than 100%. Yes, Rambler sales are up more than 100%. Rambler sales are now more than double a year ago. For the second straight year, Rambler is writing automotive history. And the reason is clear. The car you wanted is here, the 59 Rambler. A better car in the ways you wanted it better. Only Rambler gives you the best of both. Big car room and small car economy. Can cut your gas bill in half. It outturns, outparks, outhandles every other American car. Only Rambler is designed with California driving in mind. The car you wanted for crowded freeway driving and that long drive. Only the 59 Rambler gives you a luxury car that's just the right size and just the right price. That's why Rambler sales are skyrocketing. Rambler sales are up over 100%. Proof that the car more and more people want is Rambler for 59. See it, drive it at your friendly Southern California Rambler dealers today.
Los Angeles climatological readings from the KFWB Weather Eye.
It's the weatherman.
Going to be fog near the coast tonight and early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, occasional high cloudiness, but mostly sunny on Monday. Little change in temperatures. Low tonight, 50. The high Monday, near 80. Current KFWB reading is now 65, 65 degrees. This hour's weather has been presented by your Southern California Rambler dealer.
Complete details of these and other stories, plus a revised weather eye reading at 5 minutes before the hour, as KFWB keeps you ahead of the headlines.
Riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me. About one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off the dust. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For Rambler to pass the caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy was the one to pass me out, he's got them tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The car rolled out his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second
gear? A dandy bit of doing for you, courtesy of the Playmates at number 3 on the KFWB Fabulous 40. It's titled Beep Beep. EFWB chronological type time. We have 27 before the hour of 7 o'clock in the evening. And don't forget, coming your way at 5 minutes of the hour, all the big news happenings of the day as KFWB checks instant news.
Are you embarrassed by skin blemishes? Here's important advice from popular Sonia Starr, a student at King School, Los Angeles.
When ugly blemishes appeared, I just couldn't face my friends. My mother bought many, many remedies that were supposed to be good, but nothing seemed to work until we used Clearasil. Then we really got wonderful results. With Clearasil, my complexion soon had a new look, and I had a new outlook.
Yes, Clearasil really works to clear up acne blemishes, and fast. Penetrates blemishes and dries them up. Doctors' tests proved Clearasil effective. 9 out of every 10 cases completely cleared up or definitely improved while using Clearasil. Clearasil is skin-colored, ends embarrassment immediately, hides blemishes while its antiseptic medication works fast. Guaranteed to work for you or money back. Only 69 cents at all drug counters. Ask for Clearasil, America's largest selling medication for skin blemishes, because Clearasil really works.
65 degrees in the line of the KFWB Fabulous 40, as we heard a couple of shakes ago. Beep, beep, and right now stand by for lots of big things happening on Color Channel 98 like this.
Night time is the right time to listen and enjoy. KFWB. So sit back and relax. Your pajamas are slacks, and KFWB, your stuff. Call. My time is the right time to listen and enjoy. Colorful songs, Channel 98.
Oh, somebody better wake me up. I enjoy things like that, I'll tell you. KFWB time, 25 before the hour, our pick hit of the week.
Candy.
Here's Tab Hunter for you on Sunday evening.
I call my sugar candy.
Because her real name is George, that's why he does that.
Because I'm sweet on candy. And candy's sweet on me. Understand me, my understanding candy, and candy's oh so handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were. I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I've got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy.
Make Make Your Mind, All Mine. You know, it kind of flips me. You think about all the people who have recorded a song like this one called Candy in years gone by, and then along comes one particular person, and wow, there it goes zooming up the ladder. This one is by Tab Hunter, our pick hit of the week on Color Channel 98. The Swingin' 7 DJs say it will be so. Let's see what you think. Tab Hunter and one called Candy. We have candy for you. If you consider Lutesville candy, I'll tell you $5 in the big old Cash for Kids jackpot right now. As a matter of fact, we're going to be calling for somebody out on Lodestone Drive in Sherman Oaks. You know somebody who lives out there? Pretty good chance that they'll win $5. All they need to do is to identify Cash for Kids card number 1228 within 5 minutes' time. The Cash for Kids card number again is 1228. KFWB time 21 and one half before 7 o'clock. Make it in 5 minutes. You'll make yourself $5 on Cash for Kids. Here's Bobby Darin, the Queen of the Hop.
Well, you can talk about your Julie and your Peggy Sue. You can keep your Miss Molly and your Mary Lou. When it comes to the chicken or the doing the bop, I got a girl they call the Queen of the Hop. Oh, well, I love my queen.
Here we go, the Queen of the Hop, Bobby Darin, the number 18 song in the land of the KFWB Fabulous 40. KFWB time, let's call it 19 before 7 o'clock. And old Putney, you've got about 2 minutes to call in on Cash for Kids card number 1228. It's the number we called out about 3 minutes ago. You better get busy right about now on Cash for Kids from Color Channel 98. Oh, here's a dumpling for you. Little gal named Peggy Lee, a pick hit a few weeks ago. Peggy, tell us what the title will be.
Sweetheart. Sweetheart, sweetheart, they don't come any sweeter than you. If you ever take your love from me, I'm gonna drown myself in the deepest sea. Yes, I'll drown myself in the deepest sea. Sweetheart, 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 my heart turns to jelly when we kiss. If your tender kisses ever stop, I take a running jump off a mountain top. Yes, I take a running jump. Sweetheart, 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 I don't love anybody but you.
Pretty Peggy Lee for you, a former pick hit here on KFWB, now at number 30. Oh, we dig that sound. It's one called Sweetheart. KFWB time, 16 and a half before 7 o'clock, and there's bad news in the land of the Cash for Kids. We had no winner on Cash for Kids card number 1228, which we called out about 6 minutes ago. It belonged to Jay Pinto, 3632 Lodestone Drive in Sherman Oaks. Jay, you better get yourself on the ball, my friend. You've lost a chance for $5. Had a couple of calls of people wanting to know how they could enter themselves into the Cash for Kids card game. It's quite simple. Just send your name, address, and your telephone number to Cash for Kids, Box 98, Los Angeles 51. Send it on a postcard or in letter form. Doesn't make a bit of difference. Send it to Cash for Kids, Box 98, Los Angeles 51. And be sure and include your age. I will, in return, send you your Cash for Kids card membership. Our membership card, that is. And when your number's called, all you do is call KFWB within 5 minutes and collect your loot.
You never heard it so good riding round in your car.
KFWB.
Highway or freeway or driveway, wherever you are. You want to keep travel to 298. For music or mile.
Early or late.
Our mobile units keep you in the know. Of traffic conditions wherever you go. You never heard it so good. In your automobile, KFWB.
KFWB rated number one by Hooper and Pulse both. They both agree. Thanks to you, KFWB is number one. I can't figure out why Mitch Reed keeps calling Bill Balance a lush. I don't think it's right to call a man a lush just because he's, you know, has bourbon and cornflakes for breakfast. After all, he does switch occasionally. He goes to scotch and soda crackers. A new one from Andy Williams.
This is the moment.
This Holly Loki turning Andy Williams, huh? Andy Williams turning Holly Loki, the Hawaiian wedding song. It's called a brand new addition to KFWB Sounds within the past few days. Brand new song from Andy is on. We go turning the tables between now and 12 midnight on Color Channel 98. KFWB time 12 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and we've got bad news. We just discovered from the weather wire that there will be moderate to heavy smog tomorrow throughout the Los Angeles basin with possible alert. Oh, wowsville. According to the Air Pollution Control District, so you better get out, as Bill Balance warns, those contact lenses and get yourself prepared for another smog day in good old L.A. Light, moderate to heavy smog tomorrow with a possible alert due sometime during the day. That's for tomorrow in KFWB land. And don't forget also tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the early bright, to come along and join the golden voice of radio, Al Jarvis, right here from 9 until noon, followed by the happiest 3 hours in radio, the Joe Yoakam Show. To bring it to a close for hour number one of our Gene Weed Sunday evening session and song, let's call on the Diamonds. Walking Along.
Whoa.
Courtesy of the Diamonds on one called Walking Along. Watch it walk along up the fabulous 40 in weeks yet to come. Coming up on the second hour, we'll call on Louie and Keeley. Louie Prettyman, Keeley Smith, and that old black magic to kick things off. I'll also be hearing from George Gary Obedian's players, Tab Hunter again, Richie Valens, Earl Grant, Ray Charles, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Georgia Gibbs, Fats Domino, many more on Color Channel 98 KFWB. That's all in hour number two of the Gene Weed Sunday Show for this swinging November 23rd, 1958. And as we say, coming to a close, hour number one, we leave you with one thought. I hear they're going to make Hawaii a state. Have you heard that rumor? Well, it's quite possible. After all, Alaska has bombed we Texans. After all, yeah, they're going to make Hawaii the 49th state. I don't know. It doesn't make much sense to me. I don't think the flag's going to look very groovy with 49 stars and a pineapple.
1936.
Hauptmann electrocuted for Lindbergh baby kidnap killing.
March 5th, 1953.
Stalin died.
1958. KFWB Instant News.
La Puente, a two-year-old girl, was seriously injured this afternoon when she was attacked by a large mixed-breed dog while visiting her aunt's La Puente home. The child, Elizabeth Morales, was rushed to the El Monte Medical Center in a sheriff's squad car. Attendants said the child was badly mauled about the face with 10 cuts, several of them very deep. She was also bitten twice on the right arm. Deputies said the child was playing with the animal in the aunt's home when it was suddenly turned on her and bit her. That's the top news story at this instant at 6:55. This is the 7 o'clock edition of KFWB Instant News. New York, Army missile expert Dr. Wernher von Braun says the next U.S. shot to the moon will have only a slight chance of success. Von Braun says the Army does not have a guidance system that is light enough and accurate enough to hit the moon. However, von Braun says the Army will be happy if the rocket gets anywhere near the moon. Trenton, Ontario, a Canadian tugboat with 7 men aboard is reported missing in Lake Huron. The tugboat radioed that rough waters were forcing the boat to head for cover. 4 planes are searching for the boat, missing in part of a Lake Huron containing a number of islands. Paris anti-communist right-wing parties are pulling up in big leads tonight in the French national elections. The communists reportedly have been dealt a smashing blow and may lose as many as 1 million votes. Premier de Gaulle is said to have been given another smashing vote of confidence as some 65% of the registered voters cast ballots in France today. Hollywood actress Julie London will be married to jazz pianist Bobby Troup sometime shortly before Christmas as the climax to a long courtship. Disclosure of the wedding plans were made by business manager for Miss London, former wife of producer Jack Webb of Dragnet fame. Miss London is now 31 years old. Bobby Troup is 40. Paris. Former French Premier Mendes France was defeated today in his bid for re-election to the French National Assembly. Unofficial returns show it was generally a bad day for the ex-premiers of the old Fourth Republic. Former Premier Joseph Laniel also was defeated. Mendes is a member of the Radical Socialist Party. Berlin. There's talk in Berlin tonight of an emergency Big Three conference between the United States, Britain, and France. West German government sources say the Western allies might hold talks in West Berlin. The communist East Germans have openly threatened for the first time they may try to interfere with the Allied air corridor into Berlin from West Germany. Again, Berlin, Democratic Senator Herbert Humphrey of Minnesota toured West Berlin for 6 hours today in an unscheduled visit to pledge full American support to the residents of that city. Humphrey, chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Disarmament, flew to Berlin from Geneva, where he is an advisor on the current nuclear conference. The senator says Republicans and Democrats alike agree Berlin must be defended. New York City, Democratic Senator John Kennedy of Massachusetts is charged that there is a gulf between words and deeds in the Eisenhower administration's foreign policy. He called today for adoption of sharper distinctions between morality and moralizing in the conduct of foreign affairs. He said in New York, the nation must distinguish between preaching ethics and their actual practices. Los Angeles, a 29-year-old man was killed in a head-on collision in Palmdale a short while ago. The victim, James P. Brady, was pronounced dead on arrival at Antelope Valley Community Hospital. The death raised the Los Angeles County traffic toll to 748 as compared with 883 at the same time last year. Chicago, threatened walkouts at several leading airlines could severely tie up much of the nation's air traffic. Pilots at Airlines American are slated to walk out Tuesday midnight, and flight engineers at Eastern say they will strike Monday or later. TWA already has been grounded by a machinist strike, and a federal mediator has been sent to the Lions headquarters at Kansas City to try to resolve their strike issues. Tunis, Tunisia. President Habib Bourguiba of Tunisia says he has crushed an Egyptian plot to assassinate him and other members of his pro-Western cabinet. He says the plot also included a plan to overthrow Tunisia's government. He says the men in the plot, whom he called Egyptian officers, were arrested and thrown in jail to await a court hearing. Los Angeles, the search of the downtown Greyhound bus terminal late last night failed to disclose a bomb after an anonymous telephone call tipped the police. 20 officers conducted the search of the premises after a call informing them a bomb had been planted in the bus station. From the KFWB Weather Wire for Los Angeles and vicinity, fog near the coast tonight and early tomorrow morning, otherwise occasional high cloudiness, but mostly sunny on Monday. Little changes in temperature, low tonight 50, the high Monday near 80. Current KFWB reading is now 62 degrees. This has been the 7 o'clock edition of KFWB Instant News. This is Gene Weed. Read complete details of these and other stories in the Mirror News. Next news, the instant it happens. Next schedule news in 55 minutes.
The KFWB electronic time tone is accurate to within 1/20,000th of a second. At the tone, exactly 1 minute before 7 o'clock. More music, more often on KFWB.
That's our champion of the day for today, Mr. Dion, the Sound's Lonely Teenager, another of his big hits. Incidentally, our champion of the day tomorrow shall be Patrick Boone, and you'll be hearing many goodies on the weedy portion of the champion of the day, Pat Boone, segment tomorrow. It's quarter before the hour of four. Mr. and Mrs. J.F. Carp at 653 East Yale out in Ontario better be preparing the pet food for your dog, cat, and bird. In less than five, we'll feed them all. Powerful. Smooth. Chevrolet for 63. Four entirely different cars.